Excitement comes standard with the Honda Accord. And so does a turbocharged engine. Sophisticated. High tech. Style that enhances functionality. Stand out with the Honda Accord. From Honda, the most awarded brand in Car and Driver 10 Best history. Contact your Honda dealer today or shop online.
Hello, friend. Well, what do you know? Is what we're going to find out, at least partially, in this episode of The Quiz Cupboard with me, John, currently South Yorkshire's premier quiz cupboard provider. The first of our four rounds this fine Wednesday is called Chandler Bing Crosby. Here, you're in the business of combining two famous names, having been told what they're each famous for and given a carefully worded clue, both by me. For example, if I wanted a sitcom character and a singer, and the clue was, could this Christmas be any whiter, then the ideal answer would be Chandler Bing Crosby, the name of the round, and a neat combination of Chandler Bing and Bing Crosby. It's a point for each person you correctly name, so get those answers in, even if you're not 100%. Question one, then, the people are a singer and an actor in that order, and the clue is, dream a little dream so I can do a little inception. So a singer and an actor with their names combined by one shared name in the middle. And the clue, dream a little dream so I can do a little inception. Wonderful. Number two is the other way around, an actor and then a singer. And the clue is a bit longer. It goes, listen up. It's inconceivable that I could treat you better than a princess bride, senorita. Actor and singer. It's inconceivable that I could treat you better than a princess bride, senorita. Lots of clues packed in there. I hope you agree. Number three, we've got two unusual professions here, a sailor and a designer. And the clue is, this mutineer said the bounty needs a new look. Sailor and designer. The clue, this mutineer said the bounty needs a new look. Number four, an athlete and a model are our two people, with the clue reading thus, 100 metres Olympic gold in Barcelona really illustrated my sports prowess. Athlete and model, this is number four, and the clue again, 100 metres Olympic gold in Barcelona really illustrated my sports prowess. And finally, we've got two actors for number five, and here we go. And just like that, Mars attacks the Queen of the Indies, leaving her dazed and confused. Sometimes they are just kind of lists of stuff, aren't they? But it kind of sounds like a sentence. One more time then, it's two actors, remember? And just like that, Mars attacks the Queen of the Indies, leaving her dazed and confused. Okay, hopefully you're feeling at least mostly confident on that round. Round two's coming up. It's the music round, and its name is the beep test. So in each musical clip you're about to hear, I've beeped out a single word. For the points, it's the name of the artist you're hearing, please, as well as the word that's been censored by the beep. Oh, and this time, those words are all types of fruit. Here's number one. There we go, you get the idea. So remember, it's not the name of the song I need. Sometimes that will overlap with the beeped word, so it wouldn't be so much fun. The answers are the name of the artist you just heard and the name of the fruit that was beeped out there. We're imagining a world where saying the name of a fruit is offensive. Number two is this.
Where troubles melt like drops away above the chimney tops, that's where you.
Yep, so who was that singing and what fruit were they attempting to sing about? Number three.
I got my out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get came out from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yep, lots of words blanked out there in that clean version, but only one bleeped by me. Number four.
Your head strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was. You had one eye in the mirror.
Okay, quite a long beep there. So, name of the artist, name of the fruit for 1 point each, and finally, this one is number five.
Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now.
Okay, and that's the beep test. Hopefully you've got something at least for each pair of answers there. Let's do round three next.
What does a turkey do when he flies upside down? When he flies upside down?
He gobbles up.
Of course.
He gobbles up.
When he flies upside down.
And round three is a connections round. Basically, no explanation needed here. So let's do question one. Which member of the Beatles, the youngest, was the first to have a solo number one single with My Sweet Lord? One more time, question one. Which member of the Beatles, the youngest, was the first to have a solo number one single with My Sweet Lord? 2 points if you can tell me that correctly. Number two, which BBC Radio 2 presenter and musical theatre star originated the role of Grisabella in Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats and played the title role in the original West End production of Evita? Which BBC Radio 2 presenter and musical theatre star originated the role of Grisabella in Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats and played the title role in the original West End production of Evita? Number three, which former mayor of Cincinnati went on to host America's Got Talent for two seasons, as well as his own syndicated talk show for 27 years? Three, this is, which former mayor of Cincinnati went on to host America's Got Talent for two seasons, as well as his own syndicated talk show for 27 years? Number four is, the biggest winner at the 1980 Academy Awards, which film gave Dustin Hoffman and Meryl Streep their first Oscar wins? The biggest winner at the 1980 Academy Awards, which film gave Dustin Hoffman and Meryl Streep their first Oscar wins? And number five, what is the connection between the previous four answers? It's a connections round. Only five questions, including that one. 2 points for each one. What is the connection between the previous four answers? There is one. Round four after this. Round four is called De Buck Zook, or something very similar to that anyway. This is the wonderful reversed audio round, where I simply tell you the answer three times, then make the sound of me saying that go backwards before I play it to you. This time they're all the names of websites that appear in the top 50 most visited worldwide, according to Semrush's December 2023 list. I haven't included the domain, the dot something bit at the end. So, for example, it would just be Quiz Cupboard rather than quizcupboard.com, not yet on the list. 2 points if you can name the thing that I'm saying. So, question one is this.
Yabby. Yabby. Yabby.
Okay, a little bit of space there for you to try it yourself. Number two is...
Kupsiaf. Kupsiaf. Kupsiaf.
Fantastic. Number three...
Nazama. Nazama. Nazama.
Question four is...
Shilt.
Shilt. Shilt. And finally, number five...
Moose. Moose. Moose.
What a nice bovine and short one to end on there. Answers after this.
Sorry, Hans, wrong guess.
Would you like to go for Double Jeopardy where the scores can really change?
If you want to support me in my little cupboardy endeavours, the best ways to do so are either by leaving a kind-hearted review or rating, if your listening platform allows such, particularly if you're on Apple Podcasts, apparently, or by signing up to the Patreon. At every tier of membership there, you'll get the second quiz of the month exclusively, including next week, plus other stuff. Patreon.com/quizcupboard is the place. Also, there's merch at quizcupboard.com. I designed all that. I do everything, in fact. So every order, review, and patron is very much appreciated. And not all the rounds are as bad as that last one. You have to admit that. Shall we answers then? Round one was Chandler Bing Crosby. So let's go through some of these. Or all of them, in fact. That would be a good idea, wouldn't it? Starting with number one, a singer and an actor dream a little dream so I can do a little inception. So the answer here is Cass Elliot Page, or Mama Cass Elliot Page, because the first person, the singer I was talking about, was Mama Cass. Of course, Dream a Little Dream of Me, member of the Mamas and the Papas, etc. And the actor Elliot Page, star of Juno, Umbrella Academy, and the aforementioned Inception. Cass Elliot Page. 1 point if you said either of those people and not the other. 2 points if you got the combined name. Fantastic. Number two, actor and singer. It's inconceivable that I could treat you better than a Princess Bride, Senorita. We had two clues for each person there. The answer is Wallace Shawn Mendes. Maybe slightly more obscure people than the last one. Wallace Shawn played Vicini in The Princess Bride, also Rex in Toy Story. Very distinctive voice. And the Canadian singer, Shawn Mendes, hits with Treat You Better, Senorita. Also, Stitches, you may have heard. So, Wallace Shawn Mendes, your answer for number two. Number three, sailor and designer. This mutineer said, the bounty needs a new look. The answer is Fletcher Christian Dior. Two slightly different people, I would venture. Mutineer of the Mutiny on the Bounty, the lead mutineer, Fletcher Christian, who overthrew Captain Bligh. Played on film by Errol Flynn, Clark Gable, Marlon Brando, and Mel Gibson. So if that list is anything to go by, he was quite the stand-up guy. And Christian Dior, the designer who introduced his famous New Look collection in 1947. Number four, an athlete and a model. 100 metres Olympic gold in Barcelona. Really illustrated my sports prowess. The answer, Linford Christie Brinkley. Linford Christie, the British sprinter, Jamaican-born, world and Olympic champion in the 100 metres. And Brinkley, yes, Christie Brinkley, probably most famous for her appearances in the swimsuit issues of Sports Illustrated in the early 80s, so I'm told. So Linford Christie Brinkley. And number five, two actors. And just like that, Mars attacks the Queen of the Indies, leaving her dazed and confused. And the answer here is Sarah Jessica Parker Posey. Sarah Jessica Parker Posey. Have a go at saying it. It's fun. Sarah Jessica Parker, Sex and the City star, Mars Attacks, Hocus Pocus, etc. And Parker Posey, star of Party Girl, Scream 3, all the Christopher Guest comedies, and famously one of the relatively few actors worldwide whose first name is Parker. She was also called the Queen of the Indies, apparently, in the 90s, for things like Party Girl. So yes, Sarah Jessica Parker Posey, our final answer for Chandler Bing Crosby. What a great round. Thank you. The beep test was next. Let's hear these clips, or even shorter versions of these clips, without my erroneous beep. Number one then was... So as you heard, apple was one of your answers. That is the word that was beeped. Apple bottom jeans, that's the fruit. And Flo Rida is the name of the artist. That's his 2007 hit Low, tearing up the charts in 2007. But yes, the two answers here, Flo Rida and Apple, featuring T-Pain. But I'm not accepting him as an answer, just Flo Rida, the main artist there. Number two.
Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops.
Yeah, just a quick blast of Over the Rainbow there from the Wizard of Oz film and sung by Judy Garland. So she's one of your answers and singing the word lemon, of course, as you heard there. So Judy Garland, 1 point. Lemon, 1 point. Number three.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my from California.
So yes, peaches and Justin Bieber is the artist. We're taking it all the way back to 2021 there. Justin Bieber's song Peaches, and that is also the word that was beeped out. So peach or peaches. Georgia, a bit of a clue there, known as the Peach State. Number four.
Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot.
So one of your answers, apricot, or as Carly Simon pronounces it, apricot. Carly Simon, yep, the other answer there. You're So Vain, 1972 is the song. We don't need to know either of those things, just artist and fruit. And finally, this one, number 5.
Maybe we could sleep, make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now.
And indeed it is Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson. Jack Johnson, Banana, your last two answers for the beep test round. Round 3 was a connections round, so just some questions, unusually enough, but with a connection between the first 4 answers. So number 1, which member of the Beatles, the youngest, was the first to have a solo number 1 single with My Sweet Lord? The answer is George Harrison. Couple of years younger than some of the rest of the Beatles. George Harrison, 2 points if you said him. Number 2, the Radio 2 presenter who originated the role of Grisabella in Cats and Eva Peron in Evita. The answer is Elaine Page. She presents, yes, a weekly Sunday show on the radio based around musical theatre. A bit of a musical theatre legend, Elaine Page. Number 3, which former mayor of Cincinnati went on to host America's Got Talent for 2 seasons, as well as his own syndicated talk show for 27 years? The answer is Jerry Springer. Of course, I sort of buried the lead at the end of that question, didn't I? But yes, 2 auspicious years hosting America's Got Talent as well. Number 4, the biggest winner in the 1980 Academy Awards, which film gave Dustin Hoffman and Meryl Streep their first Oscar wins? The answer is Kramer versus Kramer. Film from the previous year about a divorce. Hoffman winning Best Actor, Meryl Streep winning Best Supporting Actor. Both of them, their first gong. So Kramer versus Kramer is the answer. And number 5 is, what's the connection between the previous 4 answers? Let's list them again. It was George Harrison, Elaine Page, Jerry Springer, and Kramer versus Kramer. And so the answer is Seinfeld. The 90s American sitcom had 4 main characters. George Costanza, Elaine Benes, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Cosmo Kramer, the wacky neighbor, and Jerry Seinfeld himself. So we had George, Elaine, Jerry, and Kramer hidden within our 4 answers. Hope you enjoyed that one. And round 4 was Debuck Zouk. This could be interesting because the answers for this, I always try and recreate the reversed sound and then reverse that as an announcement of the answers so you can hear how well I do at this. Number 1, remember they were all websites, very popular websites. Number 1 then sounded like this.
Yabby. Yabby. Yabby.
Shouldn't be too hard to recreate. It sounded like this to me.
Yabby.
Let's see what the result is.
eBay.
Wonderful. eBay is the answer. So yeah, remember I didn't say the .com part, but eBay.com, the auction website, is answer number 1 for 2 points. Number 2 was?
Oopsief. Oopsief. Oopsief.
Which sounds to me like
oopsief.
Let's see if I'm right.
Facebook.
Yeah, so indeed it is Facebook. Facebook for 2 points. Number 3.
Nazama. Nazama. Nazama.
Voice of an angel. Here it is.
Nazama.
Which reverses to
Amazon.
You know, I'm getting better at these. Yeah, Amazon. Amazon is the answer. Anyway, number 4 sounded like
Shilt. Shilt. Shilt.
This one could be harder. Let's try
Shilt.
Let's try that.
Twitch.
Okay, the least accurate representation there of the real answer, which is Twitch, the very popular live streaming video website. Twitch is number 4. And finally, this one.
Moose. Moose. Moose.
Bit of a odd, bit of an odd middle vowel there. Let's try that.
Moose.
Which comes out as?
Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom is the answer. The live video chat thing that did very well out of the lockdown. Zoom.us is the website. They're all .coms apart from Zoom and Twitch.tv. But yeah, that's our last one. Zoom for the last 2 points. And indeed, it is time for me to leave meeting for now. Thanks for coming. Again, your knowledge continues to impress me, and you looked so handsome with it. If you promise to keep on winning at life, I'll agree to come back soon with more quiz. Bye-bye.